This large canvas by the Swedish wildlife painter Bruno Liljefors has a rather eerie quality. In the pale light of dawn, dark shapes can just be made out among the trees. In fact, it demonstrates beautifully one of Liljefors's chief interests, the way that animals can blend into their surroundings. It was an interest he shared with Darwin. We're on the edge of a Swedish forest, watching a remarkable sexual ritual, the lek, or courtship display, of the capercailzie. Darwin himself described the behaviour of this species in detail in The Descent of Man when he was discussing sexual selection and rivalry between male birds. In the centre of Liljefors's painting, a large male capercailzie, tail feathers fanned out, neck extended, summons the hen birds, which are scarcely visible against the lichen-covered rock. Diana Donald.
Darwin himself described the way the cockbird is completely oblivious of any danger. It's so carried away by its passion that it sits on the branch of the tree and calls to the females with its strange cry and absolutely trembling with excitement. And Darwin's description of the locale where all this takes place could almost be a description of Liljefors' picture. The dark ravine in the forest among the granite rocks. The female birds are so well camouflaged you can hardly pick them out. Even the male bird is just a dark shape, a dark blob in the sort of gloaming of the dawn.
But although the two men shared an interest in natural camouflage, Liljefors is first and foremost an artist, striving for and achieving a striking visual effect.
I'm not suggesting that it's in any way a scientific illustration. Indeed, it's a very romantic picture. And Liljefors recorded that he painted most of this out of doors. He had seen the Impressionists at work in France. And so it's very broadly painted. It seems to draw us in to the birds in the upper part of the picture, almost as though we're spectators at the scene, as though we're creeping through the forest and we've seen this kind of magic ritual going on.